After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, and that's why we have Sunday, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. There had been a violent earthquake. And one of the things that happened was this. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook, became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place," listen to this, "where he lay," not where he's lying, "where he lay. And then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead. He is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, afraid, yet filled with joy, and they ran to tell his disciples, and suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said, and they came to him. They clasped his feet. They worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Pray with me, Father, this morning on this Easter day, may that be the great experience of our hearts, that we know the living Lord Jesus standing in our midst, ministering blessing and favor to every one of us, missing no one out. So this morning hour will be an encounter with you, the living God. We pray your blessing on our service, and we commit it to you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Many of you know that I had a handicapped boy, a brain damaged boy. And I pick up lots of stories about children who have gone through those kind of issues and circumstances. And I'd like to tell you one. In a Sunday school, the teacher asked the class, "Next Sunday will be Easter Sunday morning, so would you bring a plastic egg and have something on the inside of the plastic egg that symbolizes the meaning of the resurrection? Ask your mom, ask your dad, they'll help you." And she took each one of the eggs that the children brought, and she's extempore relating to what she finds in the egg. One of them had a tiny little flower. So she spoke about the new life that comes with Jesus. One of the youngsters had put a nail inside the cross, and she talked about the nails of the cross. One of them had put a pebble, and she mentioned the stone that sealed the tomb that was moved away. And the little 8-9-year-old special needs youngster gave his egg. I'll tell you what his name was. His name was Brian. And when she opened it, there was nothing in it. And she said, "Brian, have you missed something?" He said, "No. It's full of emptiness, just like the tomb of Jesus." Can you find a better lesson than that? Do you know anything better than that? That this day is full of the emptiness of the tomb in which they laid him. Because of Easter, You and I can look forward and not be afraid. I don't have time to take you through the reading of Luke chapter 24. And you remember it's two of them are getting out from the city of Jerusalem. They've had enough. And they're walking down the road towards a place called Emmaus. And Jesus, the resurrected, the risen Lord Jesus, walks alongside them. This is what the scripture says. It's verse 15, Luke 24. Jesus drew near and went with them. Things had been so different from what the disciples had expected. 3 years with Jesus, and they lost it all in a matter of weeks. That's a lesson in itself. And Resurrection Day was a day for rejoicing, and they're retreating. We've been out in Canoodon, a couple of us, John, myself. Nobody else came there from the village. And I saw a lady when we were shutting up shop, walking a dog. I said, "You could have brought your dog into the service." She said, "Why? Well, what is it?" I said, "It's Easter Day. It's Easter Day." And she said, "You know, the only thing that's filled my mind is my boy is going to play football. His life." I said, "How old is he?" 15. She said, "That's all he lives for." And she was walking a dog. She didn't know about the emptiness, about the triumph, about the wonder. And it's a day of triumph. And here are two people trembling. It's a day for shouting and singing like we have been doing. And they were sad. I have to ask you, I have to keep on asking people, what kind of day is it for you? I remember how the Bible talks about Peter. He followed afar off. And that's just what these two folk are doing. And I wanted to share with you how important it is about the direction as you take when you want to be a follower of Jesus. And sometimes we lag behind, and Jesus drew near. He overtook them. He was walking close to them, and they didn't recognize him. And he'll do that with us. He came right where they were. Resurrection has not made him remote. In fact, it's brought him closer. And as the story unfolds, he walks along with them. And that's so simple. I wanted to tell you, I remind you, I think you know it, but I wanted to remind you, he wants to talk and walk with us. He wants to talk with us. He wants to share his life with us. And the problem, you know, I see again and again, is that we can't walk with Jesus and try to do and say some of the things we've been doing and saying. And Resurrection Day is about, is Jesus your companion on your journey of life? This is another sermon. Right at the end of the conversation, they reach a crossroads. That's the place they're going to go, where they're going to have the night's lodging and a meal. And he went to go further. He went to go further. And there come sometimes issues like that in our lives, where because of the choices we're making, he's going further. What does resurrection make you aware of? Well, who is this person? What were they discussing? He opened the scriptures, and very simply, they found out who he is, the King of Glory. Heaven's applause and praise belong to him, and yet he surrendered to die. He surrendered to be the baby in the manger because one day he must be the Savior on the cross. It's the only way sin can be forgiven. It's the only way its penalty can be paid. And you have all those awful events of Good Friday. But the story doesn't end there. It doesn't end when they put him in a tomb. It doesn't end when they put the stone and the seal over the doorway. Because who is he? He's the King of Glory. He's the Savior of the cross. But he is the Lord of the empty tomb. And the stone is rolled away, not to let him out. Get this, it's to let us in, to see where he lay, not where he lies. And Jesus is alive today. If you haven't caught that feeling in our service, you've missed it. He's a wonderful Lord who walks with us, and he wants to draw near to you and go home with you today. That's who he is. But what he does, resurrection brings a whole number of implications. There are demands he will make. There will be a meal on the shoreline in another day or so. You'll read that in John 21. There will be demands. He'll say, do you love me? Are you following me? Particularly when he talks to Peter. And it is possible to miss the thrill and the message and the triumph of this day like this. So John tells us the story of three different people who saw the empty tomb. One was Mary, and she jumped to the wrong conclusion. When she saw the stone gone, she thought, they've taken my Lord away. Many jump to the wrong conclusion. There are all sorts of theories around together. What changes things for Mary is that suddenly she realized it's not a gardener who's standing next to her, but none other than the Lord Jesus. And she realizes how wrong she was. Do you need that to happen to you? To know you've been making wrong conclusions. And resurrection is about the Lord who wants to be your personal master and savior and Lord. Peter, he didn't know what to think. He saw an empty tomb. He saw the linen folded up neatly in the corner. He saw the evidence of the resurrection before his eyes, but he couldn't believe it. He didn't know what to make of it. And that's happening. This lady I talked to earlier out there in the street in Canuton, and they're going past here right now. And they're all over our land right now. They don't know what the Easter story is all about. They hear it time and time again, but they haven't come to a conclusion. And the evidence needs to be examined a little bit more carefully. Peter will do that. And then there was John. He and Peter had run ahead of themselves to the tomb. And John saw, says the scripture, saw and believed. He saw the implications of the empty tomb. He saw the significance of the grave clothes folded up into a neat pile. And why did I ask you to follow me on that? Who is this Jesus anyway? Because if you believe, what you see can lead you to believing. And if you believe, then the wonder and the thrill of Resurrection Day will be yours. Oh, resurrection was about the person. But I think there was a second point, and with it I'll be done. The purpose of Jesus Christ. What was the purpose? He wanted to reveal the love of God. The cross was that perfect demonstration, that amazing expression of what it is for Jesus to touch our hearts and our lives. My sin makes me separated. My hard-heartedness, my foolishness. The Bible tells me he came to give his life as a ransom for many. And there was a day when I knew that. It included me. I was one of the many. And this morning, you were one of the many. And there's only one explanation for something like that, and that's love. God showed his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He wants to reveal God's love. He wants to redeem our lives. Because that's the intention of the living Lord Jesus, to take away condemnation, to bring forgiveness, to bring us to God so we can be his people, to set us free from the fear of death. Fear makes us timid and hesitant and dull. Jesus sets us free. We've been singing that, to love and live in victory. Jesus wants us to be passionate, to do good things, to purify for himself a people who will be zealous of good works. I grew up in Sunday school singing, Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle, come on, burning in the night. In this world of darkness, so we must shine. Here it is, you in your small corner and I in mine. He wants us to be the men and women who will spread his love, his grace, his power, his favor, his blessing. It means we will serve him. It means we will be kind. We will help people who are in need. We will do things for other people. Not so we get praise, but that God gets the glory. Oh, I wanted to tell you one more thing. It is this. Resurrection tells me, you know, about the person. It tells me about the purpose. But resurrection makes me aware of the presence of Jesus, the difference he makes. When I'm brokenhearted, and I've been that, and so have you, I wonder would there be any light at the end of the tunnel? And then Jesus' presence changed all that. His presence, no matter the pain, no matter the wound, no matter the hurt, no matter the person or the problem or the incident that breaks your heart, he comes and heals it. That's the difference he makes with his presence. And with that came the power that he brought to these two folk walking down to Emmaus. They changed direction. They turned around. They went back to Jerusalem. They sought the other folk in the church, the other believers. And they were a blessing. They were a blessing to the others that hadn't yet perhaps seen him. They talked to them. They went all the way back and said, we walked and talked and shared our life with Jesus. And that's what you can do. That's what I can do. I don't know anything better. That's what resurrection is about. The person, who he is, and the purpose, why he died and why he's alive. So his presence will go with us. No matter where, no matter what, I can't always explain the how, but I just know again and again and again, he will be the answer that I need and that you need. He'll be the blessing that I need and that you need. And it'll be his presence, resurrection presence, day in and day out, night in and night out, that'll be your portion.